This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
So I was going to make a different episode today. I was going to do like a consistency is key episode. And then I started talking and I was like, I'm just not feeling this right now. Because I feel like, I don't know if this Mercury retrograde is like beating anybody else's ass. Or if anybody else is like 27, 28, 29. And it feels like the start of their Saturn return. I am like, I just feel like it's been like one thing after another. Like, little things for sure, but just like also this like overwhelming sense of like dread. That sounds really sad, but like this overwhelming sense of like, oh my god, like who am I, what do I want to do, what am I going to do with my life. And somebody actually sent me this really great thing on Instagram, so let me pull that up now and read that. Okay, so it says, nobody really warned you about this part of adulthood, the part where you've checked off some of the boxes you thought mattered, but somehow you still feel lost. Your mid to late 20s are strange like that. You're no longer the wide-eyed early 20-something who thinks time is endless, but you're also not quite settled into who you're supposed to be. Maybe your career isn't what you imagined. Maybe you're watching friends hit milestones, engagements, promotions, moving abroad, while you're just trying to figure out what makes you feel alive. Maybe you're chasing dreams that don't look like everyone else's, or maybe you don't even know what your dream is yet, and that can feel heavy. But here's what no one tells you. Feeling lost doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're growing. It means you're questioning, learning, and stepping into a version of yourself that isn't built on expectations, but on who you truly want to be. Uncertainty isn't a dead end. It's a space where you get to explore, shift, and redefine your path. You don't have to have it all figured out right now. You just have to keep going. Keep trying, keep learning, and most importantly, keep giving yourself grace. And I think that's really beautiful because I feel like every person I've talked to recently who's in the same age group as me, we are all feeling so like lost and like confused about what the future holds, what we should be doing with our lives, what we should be doing about our jobs, what cities we should be living in. You know, who are we like truly supposed to be? And it's just this weird feeling of like, you, when you're in high school and college, your life is so linear. Like from the time you're born to the time you graduate college, and even I would say like post-grad, it's all set up for you. And it's all so linear. And it is all so straightforward of what milestones you need to hit. Finish elementary school, you go to middle school. Finish middle school, you go to high school. Finish high school, you go to college. After you finish college, you're trying to get a job. You're moving to a new city potentially. You're getting settled in a new place. And like you have these years all the way up until like, I honestly like all the way up until like 24, 25. Honestly, I would say like actually all the way up until quite literally now, it's felt so clear because I got like promoted within these years and stuff. Like it's all felt so like straightforward and linear about like what I need to do next, right? And then you get thrown into your late 20s and it just stops. And everybody's lives, and I think this is another part of it, everybody's lives look so different now. Like I remember in our early 20s when people were starting to like have kids, that felt pretty crazy. That felt pretty wild because it's like, okay, we're 21 and you're having a kid. That's early. That definitely felt early, at least for like this generation, right? And now it's like 27, 28, 29, oh, like, yeah, you actually, this could actually be a very reasonable and responsible age for you having a kid, for you getting married, for you buying a house. And so it's weird because especially when I feel like you live in a big city, you, like, people in LA and New York are like 40, still figuring shit out, still thought bopping, right? And then you look at your people back home and it's like, okay, they're married with children and own a home. And that freaks me out because it's not like, it's not that's not a weird thing to be at 27 or 28. And that is freaking me out because in so many ways, I still feel like I am 24, 25, which I doesn't, it's not a huge difference in the grand scheme of things, right? That's only like 3 years ago. But like, it feels so different and like I should be in a different place in my life and that I should be hitting different milestones. And I think in some areas of my life, like, are going really well. Like, I could be further ahead at work. I could be further ahead in my career in general. But overall, like, I'm doing okay. And I could be in a way worse position, right? And then relationships, that's, I always feel behind in relationships. So it's like, I'm not even, like, working towards, like, a bigger goal right now, right? And so it just feels so, like, it just makes me feel so off kilter. And it's like, it's only a 3-year difference from 24 to 27. But for some reason, they feel like worlds apart. And I feel like older people might hear that and be like, okay, you're tripping. But it just feels so, so different. And it feels, now that I'm like at this age, I didn't realize it when I was younger. Like, I remember being like 22, 21 and thinking everybody in their 20s, like, we're all in the same life stages. And now I'm like, no, like, it really is worlds apart. But I want to go back to something I said about like this feeling of like things having to be linear. And I've been having like this conversation a little bit with people where a lot of people live life like it's a linear video game. And maybe I've already talked about this on the pod, but whatever, where they live life like it's like a linear video game. And for most of your life, that makes sense. You want to hit certain milestones. You want to get to the job. You want to go to school. You want to go to college, whatever that may be. But you have to remember that life truly is an open world game. And the beautiful thing is that you can actually do whatever you want. Ooh, now that I'm talking, I'm like feeling so inspired to like, I don't know. I feel like I need to do something crazy. And I think I already have this in the back of my mind. But like, I think at 30... so that's 2 years. I think at 30, I always told myself this for years, but for real at 30, I want to like take a look at my life, like reevaluate everything. And I think I want to make a big change. So I think that's a goal that I'm going to, there's a few goals that I think I'm working towards 30. I think I have three things in mind right now. I think I really want to lock in on this idea of like, and the part of that is going to be, like, saving money so I have the means to, like, quit my job if I need to, you know, have a backup, have some security. So, yeah, I think I have three things that I'm working towards for 30. Goal this year and beyond is, like, the book and focusing on the book and focusing on this writing journey. Number two is, like, really trying to lock in on better eating habits and a better relationship with like alcohol. And then number three is really going to be saving money and prepping for when that 30th comes and being like, okay, I need to make some material differences and I have the means to be able to leave my job for a bit of time. So that's the goal, what I'm working for. 2 years, which was so crazy. And I think when I stopped, sorry, this is a ramble episode. This is just musings on being in your late 20s. And the fact that 30 is only 2 years away is literally freaking me out. Like, literally freaking me out. Like, I definitely feel like 27. And I feel like 30 just carries such a weight with it. Where it's just like, that just feels so, so serious and grown. And I just don't even know what that is going to feel like. Oh my God, everything's so crazy. Everything's so crazy. I did see this other thing. Sorry, I'm all over the place, but this is the point of this episode. I did see this other thing that was like, being in your late 20s is hard because it's the oldest a young person can be, but being in your early 30s or being 30 resets because now you are the youngest that an adult can be. And I'm like, okay, okay, I see that. I see the vision there. So we're gonna make it through. So I don't know if you guys are feeling this way. I think you guys are, because when I talk to people in real life, like, everybody's just in the same boat of like, who are we? What are we doing? What's the purpose of this all? And then of course it just is magnified and feels even worse with all of the horrible shit going on in the world. And now this like incoming dooming, looming recession that's gonna like fuck everything up. So yeah, dude, I don't even have advice for this episode. I think the advice I would have actually is like, talk to people who are older than you. I really want to have some really deep and meaningful conversations about what this period of life was like for folks who have already been through it. I did have a good conversation with a girl on Friday. With a woman on Friday. She's 29. And like, she did her Saturn return calculator and she's at the very end of it. And she was telling me about her Saturn return and how it completely fucked her world up, but she grew through it. And now she feels so much more sure of herself and feels so confident in who she is as a person. And she had to go through, not to tell too much of her business, but her biggest thing was like, she had never experienced like grief and loss before. And at the very start of her Saturn return, she had three things back to back, three different deaths. And she had to grow and like learn through that. And I feel like that's what I keep hearing is like, whatever like your biggest fear is like what you're gonna maybe like kind of experience in your Saturn return. And so that's really scary. That's really scary. And there's also, I feel like there's such a boogeyman-ness about the Saturn returns and stuff too, where I'm trying to like also have a different mindset, because like, I feel like people who aren't tapped in, like everybody goes through their late 20s. And I feel like not everybody's necessarily like experiencing like these like life-changing, crazy, chaotic crisis moments. So I'm also trying to tap in with like, okay, maybe having a positive mind. Like, sometimes I fear with Mercury retrograde is like, maybe it's not even the Mercury retrograde. Maybe it's me anticipating bad things will happen during the Mercury retrograde. And so I'm trying to like shift my mindset to be more positive, because I also feel like I have been through absolute hell these past 2 years that like I've alluded to with like, you know, with like my mental health journey. And like, I was like literally afraid to leave my house. Like, I was like having panic attacks every day. I couldn't sleep at night. I had to take like time off of work. Like, I'm just like, I feel like I have been through so much already in these past 2 years. I'm like, what the hell else? Like, I feel like, yes, I have the tools to like make it through whatever comes next. But I'm like, Jesus, I want to like think of a Saturn return as more so like the positives of like becoming the person that you are supposed to be, and like being strong and growing into like basically like the positiveness of a Saturn return of like, okay, getting into the right career, meeting, you know, maybe even like meeting the right person. Like, I really don't want to go into it with like this doom and gloom, which I think I kind of have, because like, there's just been like so much stuff recently, and I feel like I'm already kind of like shifting into this Saturn return cycle in this phase. But we're gonna be okay. So like I said, I don't really have a ton of advice. Maybe talk to older people. I actually think I'm gonna call my mom right after I stop recording this. But we're gonna be okay. We're gonna figure this out. So if you're 27, 28, 29, 30, we gonna be all right. Like Kendrick Lamar says, we gonna be all right. We'll figure it out and we'll come out on the other side, because that's kind of the beautiful thing, is that the time's going to pass anyway. Because I even look back at the last 4 years and how fast that went, like from 2021 to today, 2025, that's already been 4 years. Does not feel like it's been 4 years at all. So the time's going to pass anyway. We'll make it out on the other side. Hopefully stronger, better, more confident people with a better sense of self-assuredness and like who we want to be and what we want to do. But yeah, I'm just going to 30 just really looms large. And I'm just really thinking about 30 and what that's going to feel like. And, you know, this idea of what 30 should look like and what 30 should feel like. You know, no, and timelines are different for everybody and everybody's life is different. And I guess, you know, just even be grateful that we get to live and that we get to be alive on this planet, because so many people don't make it to this age that we are. God, now I'm getting emotional because I'm just thinking about like all the people who like died in high school, you know? And when you're in high school, you feel so grown up. God, I'm getting so sad now. Sorry. But like, you know, when you're in high school, you think you're so grown up. You think 17 is like the oldest you could ever be in your life. And then people died. People died at 17. People died at 14. I remember that. And I'm just like, oh my God, that is so, so sad. And so always remembering that, like, being alive is a reason to be grateful, truly. If you have nothing else to be grateful for, being alive is a great reason to be grateful, because at least you get to experience this. Those people that you lost years ago when you were younger, they probably wish that they could experience this too. Oh, they didn't even get the chance. Okay, let me not end on such a sad note. I'm sorry, this is so sad. Okay, this was truly just a rant and ramble episode, but just like, I've been just, it's this era and this cycle has just been like really, really weighing on me. And I just feel like talking through it and talking about it really helps. But I hope you guys are doing well, and gratitude is the attitude. And I'm going to end the episode there. So thank you for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson. See you next time.
In Jess We Trust.